of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing. Joy to the world.
Yeah. Lord will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. The angel appeared to Mary and said, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." In a dream, Joseph heard the angel say, "Do not be afraid. What is conceived in Mary is from the Holy Spirit. You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." In those days, Caesar decreed that a census be taken. So Joseph took Mary, who was expecting the child, and went to register in Bethlehem, the town of David. An angel appeared to the shepherds in the field, saying, "Do not fear. I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born. He is the Messiah, the Lord." The time came for the baby to be born, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no other guest room available. Wise men from the east came saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose." When they found him, they fell down and worshipped him, offering him gifts. Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, to those on whom his favor rests." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
Well, hello. And more importantly, Merry Christmas. When I was in Bible college, I spent all of my internship hours and my volunteer hours I spent at a nursing home, which was a little bit of a different experience. And one of the things that I remember jumping out to me at that time was just how quiet it was. Sure, there were moments where, you know, there'd be a TV blaring in someone's room down the hall, or some music in the background, or some nurses shuffling around, but for the most part, it was quiet, silent even. I used to really love the quiet. I like those moments of peace to myself, and I always thought of them as good things. In fact, now that I have a son and a toddler, I value the quiet even more than I used to. Quiet is a special thing. But it was in those moments there at the nursing home that I began to realize how special noise is, too. That sometimes quiet is a lonely thing. Sometimes quiet reminds you that there's not a lot of people there or not a lot of life. And so sometimes having some noise, some sound, some joy, anything, is a sign that life is present. That's one of the reasons that I try to remind myself to enjoy the laughter of children, to never be upset when there's crying babies in the crowd, because noise is life, and it's a great thing. One of the things I find interesting is that every year at this particular service, at the end, we hold up our candles, and I hope you all got your candle. And we raise it up in the air and we sing, what song? Silent Night. And part of me knows that maybe in some way it was a silent night. Sometimes I'm not sure, because a woman gave birth that night, you know. There were animals and everything else. But on the other hand, maybe it was silent in a different way. Like the fact that spiritually it had felt to Israel like God hadn't spoken in a while. That the prophets, you know, they hadn't really said much in a long time, that God hadn't been active. It was not just that the night was silent, but it felt like God was silent. And in those moments, I realized that although it may have been literally somewhat quiet and spiritually very quiet, that what was really special about Christmas night is that the silence got broken by praise. Remember that? There were shepherds living out in the field nearby, watching over their flock of sheep at night, when suddenly an angel appeared to them and began to tell them the story of Christmas. And then what happened at the end of that? Luke chapter 2 says it this way. It says in verse 13, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.'" You see, the silence was broken when this bright light comes flashing down. And the Bible says in the Old King James, they were sore afraid. Not so afraid, sore afraid. Like their bodies seized up in fear. And then in that moment, a crowd of angels appear and they all begin praising God. And that silent night is broken with praise. And that praise becomes a sign of life, that no longer is it silent, not literally and not spiritually either, because now God is speaking into the world again. Now God is saying, "I'm active again, I'm present, I'm sending my Son. The way of the kingdom of God has arrived, and now God is speaking into your silence and your darkness with the light and the praise of Him." And so if it feels to you like God has been silent for a long time, I want you to look up and hear Him, because He speaks through the centuries from Christmas morning to now, saying that God will never be silent again. That always our silence is broken by the sound of praise. And yes, we will get quiet and it will get dark in here, but in a fantastic moment, we will lift up our candles in praise of Him. And then we will begin to sing. And the quiet will be broken by the sound of praise. It will be the most wonderful gift we ever heard. When I spent that time at the nursing home, one of my favorite parts was how easy of a job it was. I say that jokingly, because obviously not all parts were. But you know what was great about it? You walk into a room to visit with someone, you say, "So, tell me about your family." And then you walk out 3 hours later having not said another word. The easiest job you could ever have. Why? Because when you live in a silent world, any noise, any listening, any sound of laughter is a gift from above. And I want you to know that God is still speaking. He was speaking on that silent night. He's speaking tonight. And He's speaking to people like us who are willing to hear. Praise breaks the silence. And that's what I want to do with you guys tonight. And that's what I want to celebrate as we celebrate our risen Savior. Amen. Before we do our final candlelight program, I want to do one more thing. For us, one of the ways in which we remember this moment is we remember the words of the Scripture about the Last Supper. It says in Corinthians, "For I received from the Lord what I passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and having broken it, He passed it and said, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Here's a little known fact. The story of the Last Supper, of Jesus' final supper with His disciples, is recorded not once, not twice, not even three times. It's recorded five times. One for each of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the one everyone forgets is when Paul was speaking to Corinthians and correcting some of their habits regarding meals. He quotes that same section. So five times. I don't know there's another story in Scripture that's recorded five times. Because that's how special that moment was. It was the moment we gather together, and yes, we take a moment to be silent. And then we praise the awesome God who sent His Son, not just to be born to give us hope, but to die and raise to life to make that hope real. So hopefully on your way in, you grabbed one of these kits. If you didn't and you are a baptized believer who wants to participate in this moment, raise your hand and we will bring you one. I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to pray over these elements. This is just a way to remind us and focus our hearts on Christmas, on the gift given to us, and to begin that process of praise that we're going to participate in a little bit. Let me say a prayer over these, and then I'll give you a little bit of time to pray. We'll have that moment of quiet, and then I'll lead you in the partaking of the elements. God in heaven, I thank you. I thank you for giving us your Son. I thank you for breaking into our quiet and silent lives with your noise. And I thank you that we have the opportunity to gather tonight and praise you. To look at this world, often dark and often silent in terms of good things to say. And remember that you have spoken into every bit of darkness and given us your light. Thank you, God, for your Son. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for your joy born in that moment and made real on the cross years later. Thank you that we have the hope of eternal life, that nothing on this earth is final, because all that really matters has been eternally won for us. I thank you and love you for your Son, and may you be honored in what we do tonight. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen. At this time, you may take this bread and remember that the body of Christ, that Christ was born of flesh and blood, that He lived on this earth and died on this earth and was raised to life, that we are in fact His body, and that He did this for you. And you may take this juice and remember that His blood was shed on that cross. And in an ironic moment, that red blood washed us white as snow, allowed us to live our life differently and have hope in this world. And He did it for you. You may remember that these elements call us to live a life in response to His grace, to live for Him and for others that He loves in this dark and broken world. Amen. Last but not least, the most important part of the night. Can you hand me my... Okay. So this is one of my favorite memories. I did this as a child at our church growing up. My parents even trusted me sometimes to hold a candle. But this moment is a special moment. It's beautiful. We will darken the lights. We'll light these candles. In fact, whoever was holding on to my... Yeah, thank you. Okay. We'll light candles. We'll go down the aisles lighting one candle, and they can pass it down their aisles to others. Once they're all lit, we will raise our candles in the air. The lights will be darkened, and we will sing Silent Night. And I will not be leading it. I will let our music minister take care of that. This is a memorable moment. It's beautiful in its own special way, and it calls us together to break the silence in our world with a sound of praise for our God. That is something worth doing. So, Kevin in the colorful jacket, if you could get us started here, and we will pass down and we'll light the candle of everyone on the ends. And if you could, pass it along to others. That's not going to work. Okay. Okay. I think everyone is ready, if you could lead us.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
This time you guys are dismissed. Go have a Merry Christmas with your families, and be sure to place your candles in one of the boxes at the rear, at the exit. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.